Hey, good morning. Gonna have a good day here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show because, well, Liv and I are taking part in a contest. It's a celebrity, which we are not celebrities, but whatever. Celebrity milking competition in Indiana. It's the Indiana State Fair is happening right now, and it's the farm day. So does anybody listening, can you help us out and give us advice over the phone at 833-563-2539 on how exactly do you milk a cow?
And I also want to know, just like, how do we react to the cows? I've never been close to a cow in my entire life, and I kind of look at them as like mini celebrities, and I just like don't know what I should do. Like, do they not like loud noises? Can I pet them? Where should I pet them?
Now, I was watching a YouTube video and I sent it to Liv. What did you think of the video?
I didn't get a video.
Liv, I sent a video to you, Dustin, who does afternoons on Radio Now here in Indy. Yeah, you never get emails.
Oh, wait, I'm looking at my sent emails.
See, there we go. Okay. Well, I'm going to play it because I obviously haven't seen it. There was this guy. He's a real life farmer.
Okay.
And he talks about how to milk a cow. But I would love for you to call in and give us more advice because we've got to win this competition. We didn't come here to come in second place. Here's how you milk a cow according to this dude. Let's see here.
First off, you can't just sit underneath the cow. She's all full of milk. You don't just start yanking and pulling because you got to relax her. Now, farmers call that letting the milk down.
Okay, letting the milk down. We got to let the milk down.
Okay. You ever see a baby come up? First thing they do, get in there with their nose and start poking and prodding.
So do I then use mine? That's what I'm asking. If you actually work like on a farm or something like that, do I just put my nose in like a baby calf would?
You cannot pay me enough money on this planet to put my nose and nestle it up underneath a cow.
Well, listen, you entered the competition. We got to do what it takes to do it correctly.
I will find another way.
That's just nature's way to tell her to relax these muscles. Real strong animal. So now this is the first milking of the day, and she's almost ready.
Okay, so we got to help her relax those muscles. So let's see what else he has to say about how to milk a cow.
Take your thumb and first finger. In TV or in the movies, you see him yanking and pulling. That's not how you milk a cow. That's just going to give you stretched out udders, okay?
Well, I don't want to stretch out the udders.
No, that sounds very scary.
So what he's doing, it's like you got to imagine you put like a high five up, and you take like your four fingers together and your thumbs, and you kind of bring them in like where the thumbs touch the rest of the fingers.
Yeah.
But he's kind of saying like down. I guess that's how you kind of put your fingers around it, just trying to visualize it for you.
You do realize we're going against each other.
Yeah,
I'm going to whoop your butt.
Yeah, listen, if that's the case, I can take a second place finish to somebody on the show.
Yeah.
But I don't want to lose to other TV or radio people out there. Like, we came here to win, guys.
Yeah, okay, I get that.
All right.
Now clamp it off here. Now, this is right below the udder, kind of right at the very bottom of the udder before the teat here. Now, that traps the milk so it can't go back up into the udder.
Okay, because see, that's important because you might be thinking you're doing it, but the milk could shoot back up into the udder. You don't want that.
That sounds so painful.
Yeah.
No, but he's saying it doesn't hurt him.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, instead of pulling down, I just kind of squeeze. That's the very first one, so she just kind of gets slow. Now, watch how she starts to loosen up, and then that milk just starts flowing.
Oh.
Now, see, and that's what we want.
Oh, my gosh.
833-563-2539. Any milking advice you got for us? Now, here he is. Listen to this go. This is him, like, starting out slow, and he opens up the milk like the Nile. Like, it comes out like a river. Check this out.
So this is the way we used to do it, okay?
Listen to that flow.
I'm gonna be sick.
Oh, isn't she sweet? All right.
Okay, I came to win today at the Indiana State Fair. I want to win this milking competition and represent for Radio Now.
I am actually terrified now. I'm scared.
Madison, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Hey, do you know anything about milking?
I do.
All right.
Cows.
Oh, wow. Then you're just who we need to talk to.
Yeah.
What do we got to do here? Because apparently you don't grab the udder and yank down. That's just like out of TV and cartoons. You're supposed to do it differently.
No, you need to be nice to the cow puppies. So definitely the whole thumb finger into that area right there where the skin meets. And then you want to work the milk down, just like they were saying earlier. It's not hard. Don't be scared. It actually is helpful for the cows because it's releasing all that pressure.
Okay, so we're helping them. Now, they mentioned with the baby calves how they go up there and they kind of nudge with their nose. We need to loosen up the sack, the udders, or what's it called?
The milk bag.
The milk bag, the milk sack. We need slap. It's like, Liv, you should be good at this. You played slap the bag in college. Like, it's the same thing. Like,
should I just go up and slap it? I honestly am thinking about bringing a battery operated boyfriend and just sticking it underneath there and letting it kind of work out the milk sack.
Okay. Well, that's a little bit too much. I don't think that's allowed in competition. Madison, any other advice you would give to us?
Just stay calm. You got this.
Can they smell fear?
Yes.
They can't.
What?
No. Okay. I was gonna say I'm so scared.
All right.
No, they're like big puppies. I promise.
Big
you're
puppies.
Fine, and you're helping the big cow puppy. I promise.
So just to make sure I understand this, like I really want to kind of roll down from like when I'm pinching it, I want to go from my pointer finger, middle ring, down to the pinky, just like.
Yep, you're just one fluid motion.
All right, I think I can do that. I honestly think that that's something that I could do, and I do quite well. This is me later.
All right, we'll be rooting for you there.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Madison. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I've heard enough of that, I think. Yeah.
Are we going to do this, though? Are we going to win?
You sound prepared. You did a lot of research.
You're going to win. You're going
to
win.
Liv might pass out before she even makes it to the cow.
That's true.
All right, wish us luck today when we go try to pull on those udders and get some milk out.